dentist. Mom said it pains the way that my craft expresses. Born in a little shop of horrors that I can't even afford to rent it. Where's the exit? Wanna talk shop, I can chop it up with Exacto touch. What's the rush? Autograph skin flash. Tag them on. I don't brag enough. You date back to suck. Hey. I ain't new to the alphabet.
Hello and welcome in to a special edition of the Rebel Room. I am Taylor Byrne, joined by colleague, friend, music aficionado Case Kiefer, and this is the Rebel Room is still beautiful. Last year with the Life is Beautiful Festival coming up in Las Vegas, we took a little time out of our day to just talk about the lineups, what we were looking forward to, what we most wanted to see, all different types of stuff, and we enjoyed that so much that we are back again for the 2015 version. It gets going this Friday through Saturday, September 24th through the 26th. Do I have my dates right? 25th through the 27th. 25th through the 27th. As long as you have tickets, Friday through Sunday, you'll figure it out. So I just want to kind of go back quickly when we first started seeing the headliners and then kind of the overall festival before it broke out into the days. Case, you're mostly a hardcore music guy. I'd say that's your most passionate, that's your specialty, but you're kind of all over the place. And so what, when you saw, you know, the three headliners are Imagine Dragons, Stevie Wonder, and Kendrick Lamar, and what stuck out to you either from that or kind of the bigger names that you first saw listed?
Yeah, well, I would say independent music as a whole is kind of my thing. The first thing that I think you notice, of course, is that they moved it up a month, which at the time didn't bother me at all. But now, I wish it was a month later. I've just been so consumed with football. Like, I think before we did this podcast, I could only name, like, seven or eight acts that I really wanted to see and probably don't even know who else is playing. But we'll persevere through this. As far as the headliners, it was just interesting because it's such a 180 from what took place last year. It felt like last year they had headliners that really could have competed with any festival in America, I think. I mean, it was ridiculous, how much money they probably spent on them and just the caliber of having Outkast, Kanye West, and Foo Fighters. This year, I feel like the lineup's more well-rounded. There's better lines deeper of bands you want to see, but I just feel like the headliners just don't have that same appeal. Stevie Wonder, I think, will be really cool to see, but I just don't feel like his demographic is going to be people that come out to an all-day festival. But people that are there will watch him. Imagine Dragons are just... I guess they will bring people. They're a huge band, but they're kind of blah to me. And Kendrick Lamar, I absolutely love and think he's like the greatest artist of our generation right now. Not to be too far of hyperbole, but I don't think he's a guy that's like big enough to carry an entire festival. Maybe.
You know, is he? How far away is he from the Kanye level as far as just festivals goes? Kanye is, you know, kind of this enigma in, you know, many different circles, but just on listed on a music festival. If Kanye could draw, let's say he's a perfect 10 for what it would draw, where do you think K-Dot is at? Because I don't think he's that far behind.
Yeah, I think he's on his way up, but and maybe I'm underestimating him because it was a huge cultural event, I feel like, when he finally put out the To Pimp a Butterfly and gave it like a week's notice. But I'd still probably only say like an 8. I think he's a solid headliner, but I feel like if really it feels like he's kind of carrying the festival, being on that last Sunday. I feel like maybe he would be a better headliner if, just using last year's example, if you had Outkast or Kanye West above him, and he's kind of in a headliner but supporting headliner.
Yeah, and so 3 years ago, this was a two-day festival. Last year, it was 3 days. It's 3 days again this year. Were you at the Imagine Dragons show? They were the headliner, I think, the first night of the first festival, and they had like a Cirque du Soleil performance going on with them. I know I was out of town covering a football game. Were you at that one?
No, I only went the second night, and I think they were I think someone else played after them. I think they were second to last. I actually kind of would have liked to have seen that because I'm a huge Cirque du Soleil fan. I think that would have been cool. Maybe they'll pull out some of those tricks again this year. I know my wife was at both nights, and she saw part of it. Or maybe she didn't even watch them. I don't know. It must not have been that memorable because I can't even remember her reports on it. But hopefully they pull out some glitz like that again, I guess.
Yeah, I know the people I talked to who were at that said that just the show that they put on, even people who weren't Imagine Dragons fans, and I think you and I are both in that category. Like, there's a couple of songs that I'm fine with, but I'm not, like, excited about them. But I think they'll probably put on a really good show, especially just being, you know, a Vegas band. They are a Vegas band, but... what are they originally from? California? And it's just that they, like, kind of formed here?
I think I don't know very well either. So I could just be talking about a few of them actually grew up here.
Yeah, a lot of people own them as a Vegas band, and so I think they kind of take ownership of that as well, and you know, put that on their shoulders to live up to an expectation there. It is, so Friday night, the main headliner is Stevie Wonder, then it's Imagine Dragons, and Kendrick Lamar the last night. You and I both clearly looking forward most to Kendrick Lamar. Stevie Wonder is kind of one of those things that, you know, there's no other, as I'm sure for me and probably for you as well, there's no other opportunity where you would see him. And so that's where I think that's kind of a cool thing to put on there. The same goes for Duran on Saturday, and I'm going to be covering the Idaho State game, and so Saturday is the one day I know for sure that I won't be there. But that's sort of a, you know, as long as I'm there, that's something I would probably enjoy seeing. But it's not going to draw me. It's not going to be the reason I buy a ticket, sort of thing. And I'm guessing that's the case for a lot of people. But I just kind of want to go day by day here a little bit. So on Friday, as I mentioned, headliner is Stevie Wonder. Second biggest is Major Lazer. Some of the ones that stand out to me, bands that I've liked for a while and just haven't been able to see, AWOL Nation. I think they probably just put on a pretty good show. And then Atmosphere, the group, I think it's just the two guys, rapper and DJ out of Minnesota. I've loved their stuff for a long time. And you know, that seems to me more like a show that I'd rather see, like, just them, you know, in kind of a smaller venue, but I think you take what you can get. And so that's honestly, Atmosphere is probably the one that I would bookmark for the whole day as the one I most want to see. Hozier, kind of the same thing, just sort of like the music, bet it's probably an entertaining show. But what kind of jumps out to you?
Yeah, I'm not a huge Atmosphere fan, but they would probably be up there for me. I think the last time I saw them was like 2002 Warped Tour. So say that's going back when Warped Tour actually had some compelling acts. I actually worked out really well for me this year because Friday's the one night I can't go, and there's really not much at all that I'm disappointed about missing. Like, this just, nothing really jumps out. The two things I would like to see if I was going would be Shamir talking about the Vegas connection. This kid, I think he's like 18 years old, maybe 19, just like a pop act who's like inevitably compared to Michael Jackson because of his falsetto. But this is his first ever live show from Vegas and has really made some waves in the kind of indie music crowd. People are really into him. I'd love to see his first show. I think he's got some good stuff. That's like the one performance I'm actually really disappointed about missing. And other than that, you got to be devastated that you can't see Bill Nye the Science Guy's presentation.
Yeah, that's right. I printed out the sheets for us to kind of go through, but I did not have the reading along with it. And so I'm with you. I'm disappointed that wouldn't be if you're at the festival and you don't make it over to Bill Nye. I got to think that's got to be like super well attended.
Yeah,
right?
that seems
like the right type of environment for like the right type of crowd to get into the nostalgia, and then also it's probably going to be at least somewhat interesting.
Yeah, that's the one thing I was worried about though. If I would have gone, I guess is like I just mentioned, Shamir is the one thing I really want to see, and I think Bill Nye starts like immediately after him, and he's probably inside or probably in a smaller area, so I don't even know. Like, if you want to see him, I would get there early because I bet it'll fill up. So one other interesting thing about this day is Dan Deacon is like the second act, I'm not really into a lot of electronic music, but he puts on a ridiculously like fun, entertaining show with a bunch of crowd participation, but it just feels like he's like a nighttime guy. It's going to be really weird seeing him at 4 o'clock.
Yeah. He's at 4:20 on one stage and going up against, X Ambassadors at 4:15 on another stage. I'll be curious which one of those gets more, attendance. Cause I think X Ambassadors have done well. They've been in town recently, and that's, you know, that's a band that gets played a lot on radio, at least that the stations I listen to, and I think they've got kind of a decent growing following. So I'm not sure which one of those.
They played some, I think it was like a wine fest or something, some small fest at Mandalay Bay, and supposedly it was just absolutely packed for them to play, and they were actually the first band before Miss Mister, and everyone left before Miss Mister, apparently. Everyone was just there for X Ambassador. So I would anticipate them having the bigger crowd.
Yeah, I think that was the X107.5 festival, because that's one of the stations I listen to, and that's mainly for that type of music, just so I can kind of hear a few new things. Looking over to Saturday, and this is the one that I know I cannot attend, which, kind of like you were saying, for Friday, that's probably the best one for you to miss. I would say Saturday is the best one for me, because what the two things that pop out are Metric, because I've just never seen them, and Chance the Rapper. I think the overall lineup you mentioned is kind of more well-rounded. Really good hip-hop rap acts. Like it just goes deeper than I think the previous years have, and we'll get to the main ones that we're excited about, which are both on Sunday. But I would definitely check out Chance the Rapper, Metric. I'm interested earlier in the day, Royal Blood is one that I would check out if I can go around. And Mercy Music opens it at 3. That's a local band that I've seen, I think just once or twice, but they're really fun, just hardcore group.
Yeah, Mercy Music is great. I've seen them probably 4 or 5 times, so I think I have to get out there at 3 just for them. But I agree with you. The rest of this day is just kind of blah to me, with one major exception. I'm a huge Future Islands fan. They play at 10:40. I just feel like of the bands doing that kind of synth pop, dream poppy stuff, I think they're like maybe the best doing it, and they have just an unbelievable amount of energy in their live show. We've said hardcore a bunch, but I know their frontman really turns off a lot of people in this world because he goes so nuts live, and he like kind of came up through the Baltimore hardcore scene. They're like kind of hardcore kids that turned into this music, and I just think they perfected it on their last album. So I'd say they're like my second favorite act playing all weekend, so I'm really looking forward to that. Chance the Rapper will be cool too. Snoop Dogg's at the same time as Future Islands. I don't know what a set's going to be like. I wouldn't normally be pumped, but last week at Riot Fest, he performed Doggy Style in full, which is pretty awesome. I'm assuming he's not doing that here because they haven't promoted it, but I might try to catch the first couple songs of Snoop Dogg before heading over to Future Islands, which is a can't miss for me.
Yeah, I know Future Islands is one that I've heard of more than I've actually heard. Any kind of comparisons you can make? Similar to Tycho at all, or is that way off?
No, not Tycho. I'm trying to think. It's hard. I'm just blanking here. I should have plenty of them. I mean, their style's like kind of in vogue right now, but I just feel like they do it a little bit better. I think their lyrics are a little bit more compelling. Give me a second and I'll think of it.
Earlier in the day, Meg Myers is one of the ones that I've heard of. Now, is she the one that's Rob Schneider's daughter? Or am I off on that?
I have no idea. I don't know much about her, but that would be very interesting.
You know the X's and O's song?
Uh-huh.
That's Rob Schneider's daughter.
Okay.
So whichever... I can't remember if... No, Meg Myers is different. I'm getting everything that I listen to on X107.5.
I know she has a lot of. I know she has a lot of hype. I'm not... I wasn't super into it when I heard it. This wasn't what I was looking for, but Last FM considers the most similar, which their algorithm's based on what people listen to, but they consider Future Islands' most similar artist to be the War on Drugs.
Okay.
Which I don't know if I 100% agree with, but War on Drugs, Twin Shadow, Spoon, Tan Line, stuff like that. But God, I love Future Islands. Watch them if you are going to the festival.
Ellie King is who I was trying to think of, daughter of Rob Schneider and former model London King. So she's got that going for her, which is nice. That's kind of just all that pops out on Saturday. You know, Duran Duran would be just sort of a, well, what's that show like thing? You know, the same way that I bet Stevie Wonder is worth just checking out because when else are you going to see him? I'd say that's definitely the case for Duran Duran. I don't have a clue how much they even tour anymore, but I can't imagine that it's very much.
I know, I think it's either right after this or right before this they are playing in Vegas, which I thought was very strange because usually these festivals have radius clauses where you can't play within a certain area, but maybe since it's Duran Duran, they made an exception. And once again, it goes back to the audience. I don't think necessarily that show they're playing by themselves would take away, but I really think they might be playing in Vegas like next month again.
Flipping over to Sunday, which I think is unquestionably the best lineup. Do you agree?
Sunday is so stacked. I mean, it's not even a competition. I wish they could have traded some of these because like everyone I want to see is in the same 4-hour window, which is disappointing, but I think it's by far the best.
Okay, I've started out the last two. Why don't you start on this one? What's most got your interest?
I would have to say Kendrick Lamar, just because I love him. I mean, I really think that The Pimp a Butterfly might be the, if not first, second, or third best album of this decade. I just think it's like perfection. The writing is just so perfect. So I really want to see how that translates live. I am a little worried. Checking out his set list, he hasn't been playing a whole lot of stuff off that. I could understand it'd be harder to reproduce live. He only usually plays 3 or 4 songs, but he has a headlining set, so we'll see. That would have to be my number one, but there's just such good stuff all around. I really have a thing for like female pop that feels like real to me, not like mass produced or whatever. And I really dig this new Halsey album. I think it's really good. So I think that's the first must see of the day. Then really disappointing to me, because speaking of new albums I love, is I think the new Brandon Flowers album was way better than I anticipated. I'm really into that. But he crosses over quite a bit with Run the Jewels.
You're
who
damn right.
Is
too bad, Brandon.
Yeah, it's like a can't miss. So I don't know. I might have to try to watch the beginning of Brandon Flowers, then go over to Run the Jewels. Against Me, it's really good to see some grit on this lineup. Just a great punk band, but it's hard for me to get excited as I've seen them
say,
so many times
do you think you've seen them? Over, just, under 18?
Under that, but at this pace, it would go over that. Like, I think their latest album, Transgender Dysphoria Blues, is the best they've ever put out. I think they keep getting better, but I've seen them like 4 times on this album cycle. So it's like, it's hard to get excited, but I'll definitely be watching them. And I guess since I'm just rambling on and on about the whole lineup, Weezer's a band that's played at so many festivals I've been at, but I'm just not really a fan, so I never watch them. So I'm actually excited for once I actually will watch them at this and give them a chance to see what it was. I never got into Weezer like other people, but I think after missing them at so many fests, this is the time I'll check it out.
Yeah, I was kind of late to the Weezer train, and you know, that was basically like junior high, but I do enjoy it. That's definitely one that I would want to get over for. Run the Jewels is clearly number 1, 2, and 3 to me. Like, that's, I'm still not even sure what days I'm going to end up being able to go. I know I can't go Saturday, so we'll see kind of Friday, Sunday, but I am going to do whatever it takes to get in there Sunday and to go see that and just enjoy it. I loved their Run the Jewels 2. I started listening to it like a little more than a year ago, and it has yet to really fall out of the rotation. The top of our podcast today was probably my favorite song off of that, which is Lie, Cheat, Steal. And they just, man, they go hard. Like, every performance I see is phenomenal. When you were talking about Kendrick, it made me think of his performance on The Late Show. I don't know if you saw that. You know, Colbert has been going for about a week and a half now, but he had KDOT on there with a backing band and just a tremendous performance. You definitely would love it. I need to send that to you. And then he had Run the Jewels playing Angel Duster with TV on the Radio behind them. Like, just in his first week and a half, he's had two of my favorite hip-hop acts play like awesome versions of their stuff. And so that's, you know, sticking with kind of music thing, that's now a show I was already going to watch, but I'm kind of keeping my eye on the musical guests because they've had some good performances there. Bad Not Good and Ghostface Killah is a, you know, an event that I didn't really know anything about until a couple of weeks ago when I was talking to one of the organizers. So Bad Not Good is like a trio out of Canada that does kind of like backing and interpretations for different hip-hop beats, and they collaborate with a lot of different hip-hop acts. And so this is them performing with Ghostface, which I now see on the lineup appears to be misspelled. K-I-L-A-L-H.
Killala.
I don't think that's quite right. But, you know, they're going to screw some things up. But that I think, is just going to be a really fun show. My problem with it is it's going head-to-head with Death Cab for Cutie, which I've listened to since, you know, 9th or 10th grade. I still really like. And even though it's not, like, those are such different performances, musical choices, all this stuff. And so I think that's really going to be an impulse decision for me, because I've never seen Death Cab, and so I don't know, you know, how many more chances I will get necessarily. But then also Death Cab's show runs into Kendrick, and so I'm assuming whatever one I'm at, I'm going to leave in time to go see all of KDOT's performance, because I'm with you. I think he's just amazing. I saw him a couple years ago out at the Governor's Ball in New York, and it was one of my favorite performances of the weekend. He is just awesome and kind of continues to get better there. It starts the day, if I can get out there for the start, I'd also like to see Jill and Julia. It's kind of a local, I think they're sisters duo, a little country twang stuff, but I haven't heard much of it, but everyone I know who's kind of musical tastes I trust that know about them really, really like them, think that it's something worth checking out. And so the whole day has stuff for you. Walk the Moons at 6 o'clock. That one I think would probably just be like a fun little dance party. Best Coast is at 6:40. I'm kind of interested in them. But I agree with you that if we could trade a couple of things, maybe put one or two onto Friday or onto Saturday and kind of swap it out just to make Sunday a little more manageable. But that's clearly the day that you got to get out there for the whole thing.
Yeah, I agree with a lot of that. Those Best Coast plays about the same time as Halsey, so I wish I like Best Coast's new album a lot too. I wish that they could be traded, and I wish either Run the Jewels or Brandon Flowers was a different day. But I will say my final thought on this day is I am very envious of you because you spent the whole waiting till the day breakdown just hoping Run the Jewels wasn't Saturday.
Yes.
So you could go. That was the same position I was in last year with Kanye, just hoping it wasn't Friday. And of course, I got the bad luck. You got the good luck.
Yeah. I was going to break down crying.
And then on top of that, I'm just going to complain a little bit more. On top of that, this was the first time in I think 4 years that I didn't go to FYF Fest, just because it didn't do that much to me. And then at the last minute, Frank Ocean pulls out and Kanye is the replacement headliner. And there's absolutely no way I would not have been at a fest with Kanye West and Morrissey as headliners. So it's frustrating.
Poor Case. Poor Case. The 97 music festivals that you've been to haven't been enough.
Not quite enough.
So let's see. So my one, if I can only see one act, is Run the Jewels. Yours is Kendrick Lamar. Outside of those, what do you think is going to end up being the surprise performance? Because I guess we have bands that we have expectations for, but other than the one that you're most looking forward to, what do you think you're going to come away enjoying the most?
Well, I actually... hopefully the point of this isn't to talk about someone different, because I'm going to go with someone I already talked about, but it looks like, we don't have the stage titles, but it looks like Future Islands is on one of the smaller stages, not at least the main stage, and the only other time I've seen them was at FYF Fest a couple years ago, and they were on the huge main stage or really far away. I'm just really going to cherish the opportunity to hopefully see them with a little bit smaller of a crowd on a little bit smaller stage. It looks like I got to think more people will be at Snoop Dogg, so, I mean, that might be the favorite to come away with my best set of the weekend, just because, I mean, Kendrick Lamar is going to be absolutely packed. It'll be cool, but I think Future Islands on maybe a secondary stage would just be incredible.
Yeah, it's right after Duran Duran, as you said, goes head-to-head against Snoop Dogg, and Imagine Dragons is right after Future Islands set. So that probably sets up the best for kind of having a more reasonable crowd, which, as you said, is kind of a positive there. I think for me, it's I just think that bad, not good, and Ghostface Killah is for the people who go, and I still don't know which one I'll do between that and Death Cab, but that just seems like a unique type of experience. I gotta think that they're gonna have something kind of going along with it, whether it's just more backing. I just feel like the last show on each stage has more potential for them to bring in more elements and have kind of more visuals going on, or, you know, whether they bring in like an orchestra or different stuff like that. There's just more potential there. And so that's why I think that one could be really interesting.
Yeah, I'm definitely, I'm not a Death Cab for Cutie fan, so I'm going to be at bad, not good. But that is kind of a brutal conflict for you. Then, as I agree that bad, not good and Ghostface Killah could be something special, but I would actually advise you that if you're a Death Cab for Cutie fan, you almost have to watch that set. So that's a tough conflict.
Yeah, I know. I don't know what to do. I don't know what to do. But that's music festivals. And you can never get through one without having to make some tough choices. And, you know, we talked about a few of ours, people who... You know, and you can go on the Life is Beautiful website and kind of build your own schedule, and everybody has to make those decisions for themselves. But it's always going to come up. That's part of what makes festivals fun, is when you make the right decision. If it's kind of 50-50 on something, you go to a show and end up loving it, then you're just like, all right, that was worth it. And then, of course, there's the flip side of that when you're kicking yourself on the way out, like, God, I could have seen Ghostface. But that is the way it goes. So yeah, I'm looking forward to it. You know, I liked a lot of the lineup when it came out. I think the days broke well to the fact that, you know, Sunday was going to be my primary day anyway, and that ends up being, I think, the best overall and the best for my own interests. So I lucked out with that. And, you know, what do you do on the weekends? Because you're a gambling guy. You're all over NFL and college stuff. Do you kind of wake up early, spend the morning watching games, and then go over to the festival? Or is it all music for the weekend?
No, I'm definitely waking up and watching games. I mean, the last three weekends, I guess, it's been like first kickoff till final fourth down, which it obviously won't be this week. College, I guess I won't see a whole lot. I'll watch the first half of the 12:30 games and watch the 9 a.m. games. But the NFL, it sets up pretty nicely with the festival starting later this year. I get to watch all the early games and then most of the afternoon kickoffs, too. Actually, maybe all. I might not show up right at the time. So I do like the new time. I think they pushed it back 2 hours this year. I think it started at 1 in the years past. So that sets up nicely, a little bit of a mixture.
Yep. Looking forward to the weekend. Going to mix in some music with our sporting duties. I will be out at Sam Boyd Stadium Saturday night, but hopefully around the festival. Most of the time that I'm not there, Case will be there over the weekend after, what do you got, high schools on Friday?
Yeah, high schools. And I'm really, like I said, it just fell so perfectly, as I'm not even really mad about who's playing Friday. I almost would rather be at a top five showdown, basic at Arborview.
There you go.
So if you're looking for something to do Friday night, there you go.
Case and I, looking forward to it. You can find us out at the festival. I'll be the tall one. Case will be the well-dressed, put-together, and sober one.
I'll have the Slayer tank top on.
Oh, there
Should
you
be
go.
Easy to find.
How do you have, off the top of my head, I would guess, 250 plus band shirts?
I'd probably take the over on that
one. How do you pick, like, which, you know, we're going to a music festival, and you're obviously not going to wear one for a band that's playing.
That's true.
But what do you go with? Are there like five that are in the main rotation and the others you wonder why you ever bought them?
They're just in my closet, and like when I'm getting dressed for the day, I'll just kind of blindly grab at something, and if I'm like, I'm not feeling that, then I'll flip to the next one. It's really not that great of a system. But
that closet is not organized, last I saw.
Or if I just get a bunch of new ones, then the new ones will be put to the front and I'll be breaking them in. But I don't have anything new right now. That Slayer tank top is new. That's why I said that. I probably won't wear it both days, though.
All right. Well, we'll be out there. Hopefully you will, too. I cannot wait to run them jewels. For Case, I am Taylor. You guys have a great weekend.